Greetings, Farmer Theologian here. Let's take another look at the word suffering. First, we must understand that this condition exists in the lives of believers and non-believers alike. It exists because of the sin of Adam way back in the Garden of Eden. 1 Corinthians 15:22 says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." So the undoing of the curse on account of the first Adam comes through faith in the second Adam, who is Christ. By now you're tempted to ask, why does God allow suffering? The very short answer is because he is good. Let me explain. For the unbeliever, suffering may, in God's providence, cause them to cast off all distractions of this world and cry out to God for mercy, thus finding forgiveness for sin and rest for their eternal souls. For the believer, because Christ is the good shepherd, and a good shepherd would not allow his sheep to be at home in poisoned pasture, he keeps us looking heavenward and he leads us beside still waters. The last verse of Psalm 23 says, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Contact me at farmertheologian@gmail.com. Break up your fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord.